You're listening to episode number 1935 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, March 25th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq, hit Big one beat. Three-pointer, yeah, in his 21-year NBA career. Only one.
What?
Came in his fourth season. He ended his career 1-for-22 on three-pointers. I did
no
not know
way.
That. Yeah, he was not a... Yeah,
that's
he
real.
Wasn't great at free throws either. What was he good at? Oh, that's right. Being there and blocking the shots. Kelsey Grammer has been nominated for an Emmy for playing Frasier Crane in three different TV shows. Cheers, of course, where the character started. Frasier, which was a spinoff, and Wings when he made a one-episode cameo. I did not know that. As Frasier Crane. Wow.
Emmy. I don't get it how that people will get an Emmy for one episode. It's just a guest starring role.
Well, nominated. He didn't win.
Oh, okay.
He was nominated. I thought he was fantastic as Frasier. I missed that show, Frasier.
No, yeah, I mean the one episode of being on something like
they're
going to
do
Wings.
A reboot. They're going to do a reboot of Frasier.
Yes.
Big Ben isn't the name of the clock or the clock tower in England. It's just the name that one of the bells hanging in the tower. The tower's name is Elizabeth Tower, not Big Ben.
No way.
Yeah.
This
How
is
random.
Such an educational show.
The Mona Lisa is only 30 inches high and 21 inches across, smaller than the average poster that you'd have on your wall.
Wow.
And that's some random facts for today.
Huh.
Hear ye, it is the news that we care nothing about.
Yep.
We call it the Who Cares News.
Yep.
What's happening?
Oh, gosh.
What's happening?
Well, you know, it was one of those... It's one of those stories that you think, I don't want to talk about it. But then again, it belongs in the Who Cares News.
Well, yeah, that's why we're here.
So Tori Spelling has at least one regret from her days on Beverly Hills 90210. That she never got hot and heavy with Ryan Seacrest. Yeah.
I don't remember him being on there. Huh.
Well, Tori made the admission on Lisa Vanderpump's new E! Series.
Yeah,
Overserved. During the sneak peek on Tuesday, Tori said that her one dating regret was not taking a shot at old Ryan.
Oh, my gosh.
She said that she would have been dating up.
Well,
and
yeah.
Then,
well, if you look at Ryan Seacrest today and Dylan McDermott, yeah, well, yeah, there's no comparison in the dating.
She said, I could be a Kardashian right now.
She could, too.
So, in case you're wondering, Ryan had a guest role in a 2000 90210 episode.
Oh, okay. There's the connection.
Yeah, so he was hosting a game show within the show called Lover's Lane. On which,
oh, he's even playing a game show host then?
Yeah.
This was the year before Idol, right? 2000? Yeah, it would have been a year before Idol.
Yeah.
I don't think he was doing anything like that yet. I don't think he was wearing
still,
a tie or a suit or anything like that.
He was still an air personality.
You know, he was an afternoon.
Star 98.7.
Yes, he was an afternoon disc jockey here in Los Angeles before he got famous. And then American Idol came along and he got famous.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the rest is history.
His story.
Yeah, and now
his Tory.
His story.
No, his Tori.
Oh, his. Oh, I see what she did there. Okay.
So Lori, Tori.
Lori.
Tori's Tori. Character, Donna Martin.
Yeah.
She was a contestant on Lover's Lane.
Oh, okay.
On the show.
And so she thinks she had a chance of hooking up with Ryan then.
I don't know if she had a chance, but she guessed she wished she had.
Yeah. She's right. She would have been a Kardashian.
Well, she would have had to marry in to be a Kardashian, but. She would have the Kardashian money. No.
There was a lot of conjecture about Ryan Seacrest when he first got started.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knew how to respond to his sexuality because, remember, he kind of invented
metrosexual. Say that five times fast.
No,
just say it three.
Metrosexual.
Oh, show off.
It's my training. It's my DJ training.
Show off.
But I can't say I can't say that. I'm not even gonna
try. Because I've been a stammerer. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Yeah, I can't do that.
See, I can do that one.
I'm not going to try. Anyway. Well, you know what, Tori? There you go. You would have had your daddy's affection, your mama's money, and Ryan's money, too.
Yeah. And American Express would have got paid.
And you might not have had as many kids.
I was just thinking that.
I can't get over the fact that Tori Spelling might have been a Kardashian.
Sharon Osbourne has lawyered up big time.
She better. I don't think she's long for the world over there. Tell you what.
Well, it's all amid the talk drama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the dramas.
Mm-hmm.
Which has exploded into a full-blown scandal about race.
Yep.
Not rice.
Stop it. Stop it with the rice.
According to sources, Sharon is now expecting to be fired.
Sure.
But she says she's not going to go without a huge payout from CBS.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's not laying down.
Well, one reason that she's saying that is because she says that she knows where all the bodies are buried.
You betcha she does.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah. Sharon Osbourne, one of the most brilliant minds on the face of the earth, because she kept Ozzy from self-imploding 500 times. You know, I met somebody who worked at their house during the MTV years. And he was like a painter or something like that. And he told me, he said, oh no, Sharon runs everything over there. And
well, I'm sure.
If she didn't, they would have been broke. I mean, she could have divorced Ozzy when all the whole hairdresser thing happened. She didn't. She'll rise from the ashes of this too. She defended Piers Morgan, who, you know, he's kind of been blacklisted in the United States.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nobody. He's a turd.
And then, see,
he's
this is where it goes. I haven't cared enough to read the whole thing, you know.
But then all of her co-hosts have talked behind her back.
Rose up against her.
And they have actually, they've actually made accusations that she's actually a racist off camera.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's why this investigation is dragging itself out. CBS doesn't want to make a stupid move, because they make a stupid move. You know, she's lawyered up. Sharon Osbourne is no fool.
Well, the talks on air drama, it was sparked over her emotional defense.
Yep.
It wasn't just defense. It was a kind of an emotional defense.
Yeah, sure.
Of her pal Piers.
Yeah.
Over his criticism of Meghan Markle.
Yep.
And the talk, they've extended their hiatus, as you can figure, until at least the end of this week.
Yep, because it was supposed to come back
and
on.
And I'm going to safely imagine it's going to be longer than that.
I think she gets fired. I think that there will be a new episodes next week without Sharon. There will be a guest host.
I think they're going to fire her.
Yeah, I think this.
I think they're going to have a meeting, and they're going to come to a mutual understanding.
Yeah.
And then they will shake hands, and then millions of dollars later, she will.
CBS will deposit money in a secret Swiss bank account in the name of John Osbourne.
And then she'll walk out with a spring in her step saying, ka-ching, ka-freaking-ching.
And a few F-words on the way out. Did we already do the Halle Berry bit? Tomorrow there will be more news to care less about.
More fun and frivolities.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.